The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. The grand reopening sale on now. Why in the world would you shop anywhere else?
Well, a refugee story from Britain. Again, let's go to Adam in London. Adam?
Morning, Alan. Yeah, well, I suppose you could argue that this is a mixed message announcement from the UK government. They're going to give sanctuary, they say, to unaccompanied, abandoned or orphaned child refugees from Syria. But no specific numbers, as requested by a number of charities, including Save the Children, that suggested 3,000. And the government says only child victims of the conflict in Syria who are still in the region, in the camps around and about Syria. They say the idea is to discourage migrants and refugees from risking life and limb to reach Europe and cross the Mediterranean.
Does anyone ask why the wealthy Muslim countries don't take these, like Saudi Arabia and others?
Yeah, you do. It's a very good question, and I haven't heard that question asked.
No.
I suppose in some cases it's partly where the refugees want to go. But
they want to go where the infidels are.
There's quite a lot in Jordan, I suppose, but Jordan can't necessarily cope with...
Saudi Arabia taking none. Saudi Arabia taking none.
Well, that's true. So far, that's absolutely
true. That's right.
But do you know what? Increasingly, Europe is kind of pulling down the shutters.
Absolutely. Starting to wake up. The serial killer admission.
Yeah, this is a monstrous and vile Levi Belfield, a very famous case here, because he has finally admitted to the murder of the schoolgirl Millie Dowler. For a long time, she was just missing, but unfortunately, it turned out that she'd been killed on the day that she disappeared in 2002, and Belfield was found guilty of her murder, along with two others, and also an attempted murder 9 years after that. But he's finally said, yes, he did it, and the Dowler family say, well, actually, this has brought them no comfort at all. It's still devastating. It's, as it were, fresh distress. But, crucially, detectives are now investigating whether he had an accomplice, and also whether this guy is guilty of potentially 20 more murders across London and the South East.
How old was he when this happened in 2011, Belfield?
Belfield, I'm not sure, to be honest, but I think he was round about 40-odd.
Right. Terrible stuff. Yes, you're right, for the family, admitting to his guilt doesn't help them in any way at all. No. You have a good weekend, Adam. We'll talk to you next week. Adam Gilchrist in London.